Revelation 3:20. Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them, and they will eat with me. Raida, kausa tu ena matini ka tumba, ka tuki tuki, ke wakasa rongoda na domongo en dona tamata, kan dolaba na ka tumba, au na dhuruwa, kana waka vitalanga watike yao kokoa. Sa wakambula, veiki nda waki tiko veiki emni na waka rongo mai, ena yadhe ni ngoni turango chisu. Yadha nimbula, yadha nganga, yadha sembera wakandoni vesau. Na yadha ngo, kwe sule tiko na dhengi nimbula, menda ruyandra mai na matakango. Visureti tiko eni ena prokoramu wakotokai, I am not ashamed of the gospel. We also take this time to invite you to tune in now to our program, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for healing, breakthrough, and deliverance from your sickness and burdens of life.
I believe I changed the teaching today from the purpose of prayer to arresting criminal activities. Hallelujah. You know why? Because this is thriving in Fiji right now. Hallelujah. There is a talk in the parliament right now that the Minister of Defense raised the issue on the criminal activities in Fiji. Hallelujah. Criminal activities in drugs, in assault, robbery. What is the solution? Hallelujah. Now they are talking in parliament, looking for the solution. Amen. I've been preaching about this for quite some time, that the answer to all the problem is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I was listening to Talimangimangi. There's a program with Nimi in the My Television from one of the coordinator of the narcotics department. And they were talking about this issue that's in school at the moment, the problem with drugs. Hallelujah. And he was asked with the question, what is the drugs? Drugs is anything that changes the way that you think and change the way that you feel and change your state of mind. Amen. Hallelujah. So a lot of people, they talk about drugs as in marijuana, which is right, meth or ISIS, yes. But nobody talk about the smoke and the cover. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because according to the official that was speaking on the television, he said that the young people, those in primary and secondary school, they'll try a soft one, then they'll move to a little bit higher and higher and higher. So drugs comes in a way that is like a stepping or a bridge that you have to go from level to level to level. Now people are going for ISIS, which is meth, in another words, which is very, very dangerous to people. It's very fatal in some cases. Why? Because the young people, they'll try from level to level to level to level. And that's why when they start with a cover, most of the time is a starting point is a cover and smoke. Nobody thinks that smoking cigarettes and suki will lead up to marijuana. Nobody think about that. Nobody thought of we start with cover and then you'll go to beer. From beer to what stuff? From what stuff? And then you go to cocaine. Or go to marijuana for that matter. Hallelujah. Why? Because the devil is fooling the people that we can analyze the substance. This one is good. You don't have to talk about it. You just talk about this one here. But the devil knows. Once you start with a weaker one, your body will be addicted to the weaker one, and your body will call for a stronger one. Hallelujah. Dona mix lelai and alin dona mix lebu. Take a moon dona kalelai and alin basi kana kalebu. Because you will be addicted, and your body will call for something stronger. Himani. Praise the Lord. So it is the issue right now in our nation, right now, in schools and also in our community. CCTV caught people that they are robbing and punching people in Victoria Parade. Hallelujah. And if it's up to the parliament now, people are talking about what is the solution to these robberies, to this assault that is going from level to level to level. The amount of break-ins at the moment, it's like people having a field day at the moment. Now they publish murder and rape. Those small robberies, they got no place in the newspapers now. It's becoming normal. Pickpocket. You hardly see pickpocket and grab and run or shoplifting in the newspapers. It's too small. The news also raised their level. Why? Because the expectation of people, they want to see something more and more and more. That's why what is published in the news is always bad news. We only have one good news, and that is the Word of God. And you must have the hunger and the thirst every day to hear the Word of God. Because the words that you hear and the things that you see, they'll give to you the positive mindset for your tomorrow. Amen. Amen? So this lesson here is arresting criminals' activities. So if the official, the police, or the government official that they are watching me on this program, this is the answer. Yeah. Hallelujah. If we take this answer, we'll close down some nightclubs, we'll close down some prison. Our women will be safe in our country. There will be no discrimination. The equality that we're talking about, it comes from the Word of God. Hallelujah. You talk about equality, go to the Word of God. You talk about inclusive, go to the Word of God. Hallelujah. There is no discrimination in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. So this is a lesson that we'll go through this week. And if God allow, we'll also go through next week. The arresting of the criminal activity. So there is a spirit in every criminals. Okay, read with me. 2-3. All crimes and criminal activities are initiated by a spirit. A spirit. Hallelujah. And the spirit are part of the devil's army fighting against the good or the plan of God. You have a plan of God in your life? Remember Jeremiah 29? Let us say together. 2-3. I alone knows the plan I have for you. Plans to prosper you. The devil doesn't want you to be prosper. The devil wants you to be sad. The devil wants you to be not happy. The devil wants you to have nothing. The devil wants you to be poor. Hallelujah. Only God wants you to prosper. What is prosper? From level to level. From provision to provision. How many? You lack of nothing. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. So, arresting of criminal spirits. People that they rape, there's a spirit that caused that. Spiriting arrow. Amen. Spirit of lust. Kwezaka be rapist. So when you bind the spirit of lust, you're stopping rape. When you bind the spirit of lust and desire, you stop people from grab and run. They'll be content of what they have. But the spirit of lust, hallelujah. And only the Holy Spirit can do that. There is no man can do that. No authority can do that. Amen. No security can catch that. Even the CCTV cannot catch the spirit. Hallelujah. So the lesson and the solution to the problem that we are facing in Fiji today on the criminal activities is the Word of God. If not, we'll continue to increase the budget Hallelujah. On the inside and the outside. We'll continue to recruit manpower. We'll continue to buy other things or even weapon. We can even go and use the gun. But you cannot stop the work of the evil spirit unless you put the word of God in. The solution of the formula is to include God. Hallelujah. High five to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you need God in your life. Praise the Lord. Okay, number one. Hallelujah. Arresting of criminal. The plan of God is good and blessing. That is the plan of God. Hallelujah. What is the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11-13? For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Don't you think that God is thinking of you? God is thinking of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't know today that God thinks of you. Maybe your father forgets you. Maybe your mother forgets you. Maybe even your husband and your wife. Even your children, for those that are old generation, maybe in your 40s and 50s. If even your children are busy with their busy schedule, remember, the Bible says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Not says Jeremiah, says the Lord, written by Jeremiah. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? So that means in whatever state of life that you're in, whether no money or money, you must praise the Lord because God thinks about you. Food or no food, you must praise the Lord. Why? Because God thinks about you. Good clothes or bad clothes or old clothes or new clothes, it doesn't matter because my God thinks about me. Amen. Slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, don't look like that because God thinks of you. You are looking like that and you feel sorry for yourself because you don't know that God thinks about you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I'm not trying to make you happy. I'm trying for you to understand the heart of God. Hallelujah. God's plan is to bless you. That's God's plan. His plan to bless everyone that you are sitting here. Those that are watching on Facebook, those that will watch on the television, God's plan is to bless you. Our God is a God of blessings. Hallelujah. But on the same token, there is some limitation. There are some conditions that we need to walk on that condition for God's provision to come automatically. Because when you walk in God's provision, you don't ask for blessing. Hallelujah. You don't ask for blessing. You just have to walk on God's condition. Because he thinks about you. Hallelujah. Let us read together again. 2, 3. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me. And I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me. And when you search for me with all your heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when there is a criminal activities, that means even in the parliament they don't have any solution. Because whatever is happening in Fiji, is happening in Australia, is happening in New Zealand, is happening in America. They even arm the police with a pistol and some of them submachine gun. And yet they cannot control criminal activities. Because there is no physical weapon to deal with criminal activities. Because criminal activities is something of the spirit. Amen. Amen. And if anything of the spirit from the devil, you need the word of God. Anything, any sickness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ninduana mate, yadonga, natobi matenga, and a kanambekas and a kakanokania, or to tolls are bebunwai, what to tolls are bebunwai. Mesulebiko induna prescription and dona pharmacy gori. Ye kabaga indua ambada, tokakina, elements in the bagatevoro, to tolls are my mutraulumu. Amen. So anything of the spirit, we need the word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tukina alo ni ngaro. Tukina alo ni vidati. Tukina alo ni jealous. Do you have a spirit of jealousy? Do you have a spirit of envy? Do you have a spirit of gluttony? Then you need the word of God. Hallelujah. Kaya kung butungan ka ba, tutulong sa rabahan rin, tikin na stitch. Kunyo may masulagi kaya magawa kung butungan ka ba. Amen. Mabungo rin sa inyo, mabungo tutulo. Matungo rin na mulang ka nga. Amen. Lako may buniwa, may lay stitch na, kimbiw kinalinzi. Saba na detol. Hallelujah. Iko ko bakila ni tukubi ko na yalo ni buru-buru isto tolo, tutolo sarmay. Hallelujah. High five man tabi ko ato kasamu. Amen. Amen. Sari binaka na kalaw, sababi. So God has a plan. And His plan is goodness, blessing, and abundance. Goodness, blessing, and abundance. God does not want you to just to enjoy and then run over. No. And finish. No, God wants you to run over. Not only run over for you and the people behind you. And people with you. That's the plan of God in our life. This context is written to the Jewish people in Babylon. We're becoming slaves in this foreign land. Can you help us? Hangga itu nak kalau, na nunggu plan mundu bina kau bici kau mundu cikung kau mundu rai, bisa kuai lo kau kaua. My plan is to prosper you. I allow Nebuchadnezzar to take you away so you can learn. Ni boleh gua boleh baya. Amen. The context of people struggling by the rivers of Babylon where they sat down and remember Zion. That is this book all about. And God reassure them, even though you are under Nebuchadnezzar in a foreign land, remember, I own Nebuchadnezzar. I own Babylon. The going to Babylon is to humble you. Because when you are in Zion, you never remember me. So I allow you to go to your Babylon. God will allow you to go to your Babylon so you can remember Zion. Some of us, we are in our Babylon. Go through your Babylon. Some of us will grow up in Egypt. Go through the leadership of Pharaoh. Because God has a plan for you. And His plan is to prosper you. Never to harm you. Hallelujah. We just listen and go with God. Praise the name of Jesus. Am I talking to someone? Hallelujah. Okay, let us move on. Problems in our heart. I will come back to this. I just want us to go to the armor of God. Can you move forward? Because I believe that one is the main thing that I want to speak about, especially on the current affairs. The soldier, armor of God. Go to a few pages in front. Move on. There. Move back. There. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, there is six weapons. Six armor of God for you to tackle. All the criminal activities in Fiji today, use the word of God. Number one, the breastplate. Number one, the belt of truth, which is this one, the belt. Tamatandina. Tamatandina. You want to fight the devil? Tamatandina. Hallelujah. Lebo tamatan da indai tigoi bici. Da indai genda genda tigoi ra, da indai gore tigoi da, genda da gore tigoi toka ni vale. Da indai gore tigoi tumba, da indai tra gore tigoi loma. Amen. For us to fight the attack of the devil, then we must take on the belt of truth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Kabata ke undina. Kabi ko toka samundina. Yeah. When Paul labeled truth, then what is the truth against? What is the opposite of truth? That means the devil is lying. He's lying to us when we are young. He's lying to us when we are in the village. He's lying to us when we go to school. He's lying to us when we go to church. He's lying to us when we go to job. He's a liar. The devil is a liar. So you need the truth to tackle the devil head on.
Don't deviate, don't detour. Tackle the devil head on. How can you do that? Truth. Stand for the truth, even though most of the time you will stand alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No udu mai nduru, no nduo mai keri. No ndrenga modengu. You must speak the truth. I'm sorry to say that we it okay kenda sotoka na tamatalo sulasu. Amen. And we hide the losulasu so well. Hallelujah. That we become very humble in our losulasu. Amen. We can't talk straight. We can't talk face to face. Amen. A lot of people condemning the government. But they can't go face to face because they don't have evidence. And sometimes when we hear people, they talk, they don't know anything. It's just from a Batini Tanoa to another Batini Tanoa to all the Tanoa and all the Talanoa. But there's no truth. We it okay that I'm speaking today. We need to take the belt of truth. Metatamatandina. Amen. Lemoni taltal rebuno juga tempat anda indai. Hemeni. Mutamatandina malada wali sindona kana ya malati. Nothing will shake you and nothing will move you because you're standing on the truth. The Bible says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Nalilo tutiko, suka ngamai, viwalitiko. Finish of the church swearing. Odiyamo sadatiko, kaibichi. Odia lotutiko kaibichi. Odia seretiko kaibichi. Kodia bibi kaichiko kaibichi. I go to school and one of the problem in the school both primary and secondary is the foul language used by students. But most of them they are itoke students. Amen. So that's why we need the belt of truth. 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 Because the belt of truth hold your skirt and hold your trousers. No truth, one day the trousers will slip down. One day that skirt will slip. And then you will be exposed and people will laugh. Amen. 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 Saribina kana kalo sebebe. So motamatandina kiko binakata mo tackle takana balbala. If we want to tackle the grab and run, if you want to tackle the house invasion, if you want to tackle the shoplifting, if you want to tackle the drunkenness and the drugs, we even set up a unit at the moment today. Why? Because we want to deal with what we call criminal activities. Mendina kana tamatandina. Hallelujah. Those in authority, menatamatandina. Amen. Authorities in the lotu, authorities in the government, authorities in Vanua, menatamatandina. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When I was listening to the Talimangimangi program, they never mentioned tobacco. They never mentioned suki. They never mentioned angwana. They continued to mention the marijuana and they mentioned the drugs, the hard drugs, which is the meth or the ISIS. Why they never mentioned kaba? Why they never mentioned BH? Why they never mentioned? Because they are taking it. How can you deal with something that you are taking it? Hallelujah. How can you deal with the criminal activities when the leaders are having extramarital affairs? They are drinking and get drunk and they are carried to their car, they are carried to their home. Isn't God listening and watching? Hallelujah. So number one weapon that you must attack the devil's work, you must be have a belt of truth. Some of us, we are working. Some of us, we have a part-time job. You must exercise truth. Amen. On the logo in England, British Army, they'll be watching. Around the time we go to Rua, do anti-Lucy, Sergeant, do Sergeant Major do X. Nitu sa church service nga ando na kana kina bagdi loma. Nitu sa drunga kina ba songo koso. A bari tu na tamatanda inda ini kevich. Nitu sa langa seranga ibani lotu rabita kina kina kevalangi. They will know. This is one of the problem. One of the problem of Fijian soldiers in the British Army is the indiscipline. Sometimes we want to put a cadet program into school. It does not talk about discipline. Nothing on discipline. It's just a parade. The discipline is the word of God. Mata lemuna ka lemuna na koribu le raba cadet program tigo. Uno seranga ko ko mixiko nombru. Uno seranga ko ko raba katuko bullying. Amen. We need the word of God into our school, into our community. You remove the word of God, then you will face with the devil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's why we need the truth. Meta tamatandina. 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 The employers will tell you. They will tell you in your face. And on the attitude. Na tamatandagalaka. Berra baga ulumbale, duang abu wu siklib. Hallelujah. Most of the time we siklib on Monday because of the overnight from Sunday night after church service. Overtime or after match. And most of the time we siklib again on Friday because we want to extend our extra weekend. Au dagalaka manu ni dagalaka. Eana nungu au, redira, rotatuko ni tolunan rauna flight attendant. Rotuga ni wala gani 150 na pilate. Amen. Amen. So I'm talking, I've experienced that. Hallelujah. Otunga ando abu kambalabu pitar bambala. Kebuga ngai Sydney Auckland bambala. Loga ni lesu mai sindo lounge. Ke sa logo chapa ni mode, ke sa logo Los Angeles mode, ke sa logo Ben Cuba mode. Oi, sindo ambada. Roni como so tambada. Malaba, malekoma esarandua lounge. Many. Sanga introduce that and don't allow and I'm gonna say a tikokina and a cabin crew, kebakako, Epson Bagaton log in a taxi, what they told me to see the room, you mark Epson. We tell you what's already to do. Kellangan Motoka along my 2 months. That's all we got told me. Amen. Why we have to put in we put in some stuff so to encourage you. I was saying to you, I was saying to you, Vamos a tirar ali, lá no topo da batalha. Lá em Limbose, lá em Limbose. Amém. Que mamãe que lá que tu na que na ngiringiri, que na que na rongo. Lá em Lebo, lá em Lai. Lá em Papa Casa, que na Lali de Samacau. Everybody knows the Lali and to for what reason. Why we have to beat the Lali then respond? Cabe com a tua zamba, lete chone Lali, na Vilali. So you need the Lali. Amém. Of course, this fact, a lot of people don't like to hear it, but I tell you, you need the Spirit of God to take away some of the spirit that has been hovering in our life for quite some time.
It takes this time to thank you for tuning into I'm Not Ashamed of the Gospel program. Join us at the same time next week to be empowered and filled with the anointing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed week.